California Governor Gray Davis has been called the textbook case of the vulnerable incumbent. The Democrat has been criticized for mishandling the electricity crisis that led to last summer's blackouts, and his campaign fundraising methods have come under fire. Republicans thought this could be their year. But those hopes lost strength recently when the company run by their candidate for governor, businessman Bill Simon, was slapped with a $78 million fraud judgment. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
It's not the best year for a candidate to be touting himself as a business tycoon anyway, what with the Enron and WorldCom scandals and pictures in the news of corporate executives being led away in handcuffs. But business expertise was Bill Simon's major strength. The son of former Treasury Secretary William Simon has never held political office, never run for political office, hasn't even voted much over the last 10 years. Still, California Governor Gray Davis is so unpopular, many Republicans were persuaded Simon's inexperience might not matter. That is, until last week, when a jury decided that the company Simon had founded with his brother and father had defrauded a business they'd invested in.
I must say that given all the scandals we had in business, this could not have come at a worse time.
Arnold Steinberg is a veteran Republican consultant with no ties to the Simon campaign. He says Simon could have avoided having to deal with a $78 million fraud judgment in the middle of running for governor.
When you have a verdict of this size, it's very easy to say that even from a business standpoint, it probably should have been settled. But from a political standpoint, it's very clear that when one runs for office, one tries to remove any simmering problems of any kind. When you have pending litigation, you try to resolve it. Basically, you want to have as clean a slate as possible, particularly when you're running against a target-rich governor like Gray Davis. You want to spend most of your time dealing with his deficiencies and not defending yourself.
Davis has had a $24 billion budget deficit to deal with. Also, he's been criticized for overspending to solve the state's energy problems. And Republicans deride him as the human ATM, accusing him of making sweetheart deals with corporations and unions in exchange for campaign contributions. Davis does have more than $30 million in his campaign war chest. And even before the fraud judgment against Simon's company, Davis was spending lavishly to raise doubts about his opponent's record.
The Chronicle reported he siphoned money from his family's charitable foundation. Now the Wall Street Journal reports Simon used offshore tax shelters, which the IRS says may be illegal. Simon, if we can't trust him in business, how can we trust him in the governor's office?
Simon fed the doubts about his finances by refusing, for months, to release his tax returns, something candidates do routinely these days. Then when he finally did, he only allowed a small number of reporters to review the documents for a limited period of time. They were not allowed to bring tax experts with them. They weren't even supposed to bring their own notepaper. Yet despite Simon's latest troubles, the dynamic of the governor's race remains fundamentally the same, says Dan Schnur, previously the spokesman for Senator John McCain's presidential campaign.
People were already going to have to decide whether Bill Simon was an evil corporate executive like Ken Lay or Martha Stewart, or whether he was a business person who'd done things the right way. Simon still has to convince voters that there were successes in his business past worth talking about. But the bigger and more immediate challenge for Simon and his campaign are convincing donors and prospective donors to stick with them.
And that's been hard. Business interests usually in the Republican camp, agriculture, oil, real estate, timber, are either sitting on their wallets or donating to Davis. And nearly a quarter of the money Simon's campaign has raised so far has been in the form of loans from the candidate and his family. But GOP consultant Kevin Spillane believes there's still something that holds out hope for the Simon campaign.
Gray Davis is the most hated man in California today. His only salvation is to make his opponent, to basically take his place as the most hated man in California. Both campaigns are competing to see who is going to be the most hated man.
And it's hard to imagine anyone truly hating the seemingly affable Bill Simon, but he has been making Gray Davis's job a whole lot easier. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.